Communications Director Kirsta Albert started her new job with the Wasatch School District on July 2nd. The district has 8 schools and about 7,000 students enrolled for the fall of 2018. Albert has a background in journalism, marketing, and communications with nonprofits and children's programs.
My background is in newspaper reporting. I was at the Park Record in the late 90s and transitioned ultimately into nonprofit marketing. At the Kimball through the Olympics. I was at the former Park City Performing Arts Foundation until 2012, and then took over marketing and development at Discovery Gateway Children's Museum, which was my first foray into in-school programming through the ICE program, onto the Summit Group Communications for 3 years, where I worked with the State Board of Education in their special education initiatives within math outcomes for middle school students. And from there, that led me to Wasatch County School District.
New school resource officers, secure entryways, and an additional wellness counselor will be in place by the start of school in August.
Those school resource officers are being hired presently. It's a very specific type of individual who is a good fit. The other priority within safety, ensuring that entryways are secure, and that is happening at each of the buildings over the summer. And the final piece of it is, of course, mental health. And they have hired another full-time body to ensure there's as much availability for resources for the students as possible, because mental health is equally a part that is recognized of school safety.
Albert says the district has never started a school year with teacher vacancies. They've raised teacher starting salaries to $41,000 a year.
We are one of few districts that offer full benefits paid for. Over the past 2 years, it has grown by, the overall base pay has grown by 11% for educators in the district.
Albert says the district has an overarching focus to improve literacy by assuring preparedness for first grade and achieving third grade reading proficiency. Parents aren't required to enroll kids in full-time kindergarten, but it will be offered throughout the Wasatch School District this year.
If you're not at grade level literacy by third grade, it becomes increasingly challenging to get on grade level as you become older. And when you talk about math, when you talk about science, if you do not have the core tenets of literacy, then even if you have a proficiency in math, science, language arts, that's not going to manifest if literacy is not already achieved. It is probably the strongest foundation for a community that has such diversity. You know, we have some English language learners. It's about a 20% population of the overall school population. And we want to make sure all students have access to the tools that they need to succeed. And within that, literacy is number one.
Each of the 5 elementary schools has dual language immersion starting in kindergarten. The summer school program also helps kids stay on track for academic performance.
It's demonstrated that English language learners who participate in dual language immersion programs outperform their peers who are not in those programs in English and other subjects. So having the dedication and the commitment to having the dual immersion program in all 5 of the elementary schools is one of the ways that's addressed. Another one is the summer school program. And within that, there are special programs for students with disabilities, as well as dual immersion, STEM, and this is an opportunity for those kids to come in and have an opportunity to not experience the brain drain that happens over the summer.
With the population growth of Wasatch County, Albert says the school board is continuously considering the impacts on the students. She says they're using existing facilities to accommodate the overflow.
They were able to do that at the high school campus by moving into the adjacent building that was the middle school and use that for certain programs that allow for an almost 1,000 student overflow. That's the building next to the Aquatic Center.
They've extended the student lunch program until August 9th to provide nutritional support for any student to access from 12 to 1 p.m. Monday through Thursday at the Heber Valley Elementary School. Preschool is now offered in each of the elementary schools in the Wasatch School District. August 22nd is the first day for grades 1 through 9, 10th through 12th grades begin August 23rd, and kindergarten starts August 30th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.